AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH newsletter time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Association of Realtors, GAR President, or Executive Vice President, Stacy Lowe, joins me along with 2022 GAR President, Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are both of you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Looking forward to a nice St. Patty's Day.
All right. You know, it's funny, Brian. I was talking off the air with Senator Fazio. We had a Fazio, a Savino, a Torriello, and we're saying, well, you know, we can be whatever for today. But you don't have to worry about that, Brian. You're Irish all the time, right?
Exactly.
Okay, great. Have a great day. Okay, let's talk about the real estate market. Interesting numbers for February, Stacy.
Definitely. So I will jump into them. For February 2022, we saw 38 single-family residential closings. That's compared with 63 in February 2021. I'll just pause there. February 2021 was out of the past, you know, if we look back even 10-plus years. 38 is actually a pretty strong number for the month of February. We just happened to have an incredibly strong year last year due to the pandemic and all of the market conditions that went along with it. So the median sale price for February was just over $2.6 million. That is up from February 2021, where it was $2.3 million. The average days on market is around 166 days, which is right around where it was, at 168 for February 2021, so really pretty much on par there. And then for condos and co-ops, we had 12 condo and co-op residential closings. That's compared to 15 in February 2021. So again, still pretty strong in terms of sales activity for the year starting out. The median sale price for condos was around $695,000. That is down slightly from $730,000. You know, we're looking at a pretty small sample size, and average days on market shows the discrepancies there. We have 56 days on market for condos and co-ops in February 2022 compared to 262 days in February 2021. So, again, when we're looking at smaller sample sizes, those numbers can fluctuate a lot, but it also just shows that the sales that occurred happened very quickly. So still a lot of demand happening in the market and pretty low supply driving those numbers. And in terms of pending sales, we saw 78 single, or we so far we have 78 pending single family homes as of close of business yesterday, and 23 pending condo co-op sales.
Okay. Brian, give us some of your thoughts about the market and the strength of it.
Well, the market is very, very strong. We have a lot of buyers chasing fewer houses, though there is a bright spot to that. Is last week was the first week in the last three that we've had more listings come on the market than sales, so that's encouraging. Right now, we have about 2 months of inventory for all of Greenwich, and in Riverside and Old Greenwich, of 1 month. So it's still a very, very tight market and a great time for sellers to be listing their properties.
Okay. Brian, are you expecting 2022 to be more of a 2019, a pre-pandemic type of year as we move into the spring and the stronger markets?
I would say that that we have high demand. It's just a matter of one issue is that the sellers, if they don't have a place to go, they're worried about where they're going. Because of the lack of inventory. Though I don't think that we're going to get the numbers that we had in 2021, but I think that we probably get a lot closer to 2020, which was around 861. So somewhere in that. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, what is the indication to you that the median sale price really went up from 2.35 to 2.6 million?
Lack of inventory.
Yeah.
There's fewer choices. And the people that can afford the higher-priced houses are buying them. And they're especially buying houses that have been redone and are in move-in condition.
Okay. And what parts of town are hot still?
Old Greenwich and Riverside. Very, very hot. The entire market's hot. Tony, any time you have less than 6 months of inventory, it's a seller's market. So right now it's a seller's market, and so therefore buyers have to decide what price they're willing to pay for the homes.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, we always like to joke that we get to the open houses and the balloons are going to be in evidence pretty soon, right? We're getting into that spring market.
We are getting into that spring market. Like Brian mentioned, we're starting to see the uptick in new listings. And so we look forward to really, I know all of our members really look forward to seeing that inventory grow. And there are many, many buyers that have been on the sidelines just waiting. And there are many situations where homes are going to multiple offers, also contributing to that higher median price that we're seeing in the past month. And really, people are ready and waiting to buy. They just need the right house and they need the right offer. So we expect that to continue, but we hope that, more sellers who have maybe been thinking about selling contact their realtor to learn more about what their options are. Because there is more than likely one or many more buyers ready to buy their house right now.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, I guess, we're talking inventory before. I guess it's no surprise there would be low inventory, right? I mean, the way the homes have been flying off the market the last couple of years, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. There have been, just the rate at which they're selling has, as Brian mentioned, outpaced the new listings that have come on the market. We're starting to see that shift now just within the past few weeks. So we hope to see that trend continue because we know the demand is there. But that all remains to be seen.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, also 2022 President. Brian Tunney joined me. Brian, Stacy, good to talk to you once again. Happy St. Patrick's Day again, and we'll talk again in April. Thank you.
Thank you very much
for
having me.
Day.
Okay. WGCH, New Center Time.